Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day.
By the river of life. I want to meet you by that beautiful river on that eternal morning in the sky. Beds of flowers will be blooming by the prettiest streets I shall e'er behold. For the beautiful dream of life for us is waiting by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing in the city four square beyond this world of strife. And the prettiest songs where the angels will be singing morning by the river of
a few verses tonight found in John, or in Matthew chapter 14 tonight. I notice here the Bible said in verse number 6, when Herod's birthday was kept. And I want to preach on that thought tonight. I preach it oftentimes, but it seems fitting at this hour. But I want to preach on what birthdays are for. What birthdays are for. Now, there's only two times in the Bible that I found tonight, at least wise in the King James Bible, where the birthdays are mentioned. You'll find the first one over in Genesis chapter 40, when it talked about Pharaoh's birthday. And here in the New Testament, talking about Herod's birthday. And on both of them, when you look at it, read about it, both birthday boys had somebody executed on their birthday. Even a baker and a Baptist. Pharaoh had his baker executed. And here Herod had John the Baptist executed. I sure am glad that my party didn't get that wild today. Amen. But what birthdays are for? You know Job tonight in Job chapter 3, Job cursed the very day that he was born. Amen. And I guess there's many folks today that do the same thing. I wish they'd never been born, but I'll tell you what a gift. The precious gift that God gave unto you and I tonight. Amen. To be born in this world. Amen. I think about Solomon in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 1. Solomon said the day of death is better than the day of birth. Amen. But I'll tell you, I don't celebrate too many funerals. But we do celebrate. Amen. Throw a party. Amen. Have a shower when somebody, amen, is bringing someone into this world. Amen. I think about Jesus. In Matthew 26, he said it had been better if Judas had never been born. Amen. The only one that I've ever found, Jesus said it had been better if he had never been born. He said of John, those born of women, John, is the greatest of all them born into this world. Amen. Brother, when you go back to the very beginning, the first child ever born in this world was a murderer. Amen. Rose up against his own brother and slew him. And then I think about the only child that ever asked to be born into this world. I was the Lord Jesus Christ. I came into this world, for this cause came I in the world. To this end was I born, that he might give his life a ransom for you and I, to die for our sins. The fact of the matter is, every child, brother, that's born in this world is a gift from God. Amen. You say, well, we don't care if it's a boy or a girl, as long as it's healthy. Amen. I got news for you. There's a lot born in this world that's not healthy. That doesn't mean they're any less. Amen. God said in Exodus chapter 4, I told Moses, said, who made the blind? And who made the crippled? He said, I did. Amen. So I'm just saying, brother, they're all born into this world for the glory of God. Amen. We were born for his pleasure. Amen. To serve him all the days of our life. Amen. I think that God has enacted birthdays as a sign of deliverance. Amen. When his people were down in Egypt, amen, God got ready for a deliverer. Amen. A baby was born. Amen. Moses, amen, to deliver his people when they were under the taskmaster of the Philistines. Amen. God, amen, had little Hannah sitting on the at the temple steps saying, God, give me a child. And God said, I'll give you a child, but I'm going to use him to deliver my people. I think about Samson. I think about Joseph. Even John the Baptist, the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ, born into this world, and to declare unto you and I the Lamb of God that would take away the sins of the world. And God is used, the day of birth as a sign of doom. When I think about it, brother, down in Egypt, when God got ready to deliver his people, you know what they were doing? They were killing babies. Casting all the male children into the Nile River. Do you know what they were doing? When God sent his son in this world, this same man, Herod, sent his death squads down into Bethlehem to kill all the firstborn babies, 2 years old and older. I'll tell you, you may not like it. But the fact of the matter is, you know what we're doing today? We're killing babies. By the millions, aborting them before they ever see the light of day. I'm saying it's wrong. I'm saying it's wholesale murder. I'm saying it's a height of sin. It stinks in the nostrils of God. Brethren, if anything provokes him to judgment, it is for the innocent to be snuffed out in this world by the wicked. If you want to face your lot, in where the abortion is, brother, if you want to stand on the side, of those that say women's rights, I'm telling you, you're wrong. You're on the wrong side. Brother, and you're going to answer for that sense one day. By the way, aren't you glad your mama didn't believe in abortion? Or you wouldn't be sitting here right now today. But God is also used birthdays as a sign of redemption. He said you must be born again. Not of the flesh, but of the spirit. And so we know that God uses birthdays. Now, I know the old cliche. People say, well, I ain't having any more birthdays. Well, then you're dead. That's the only alternative. You can keep saying you're turning 29 for the last 20 years. But you know the fact of the matter is, God, what a blessing to have a birthday in this world. Birthdays are all about time. It's a mile marker in our life. It's an etching in the calendar of our life. It's a time to remember. You know, sometimes we become forgetful, but birthdays jar our memory. It reminds us that time is ticking. Brother, I've got fewer days ahead than I have behind. I'm just saying today, the Bible said that God allotted us a certain amount of time. 70 years. And even by reason of strength, if we stretch those days out sooner or later, brother, we're going to fly away. Brother, I'm just saying, I don't want to hurry it up. Brother, I'll tell you, when I was young, I couldn't wait to be a teenager. When I was a teenager, couldn't wait to turn 21. I'm just saying, now I want to try to slow them down. But once you get over the hill, it starts rolling like a snowball. Listen, the sands in the hourglass are falling faster and faster. It also reminds us that time is taking a toll. Amen, on us as well, our body and our mind. Amen. Isn't it wonderful how gravity, amen, becomes more effective unto us? Amen. I mean, when I was a young and brother, I could bounce around, flip, jump. Amen. I remember, and I say this to my shame, but I didn't know any better. I was probably about 9 or 10 years old. I was at my grandmother's house and the call came in that this lady down the road had failed. Amen. And they all jumped up and rushed down. And I thought, well, big deal, get up. Amen. But now I know. Amen, brother. Sometimes when you get down, it's sure getting harder to get back up. Amen. On your feet. It takes a amen. It takes a toll on us. Amen. The only place it seems like I can grow hair now, amen, is in my ears and nose. Brother, you know there comes a time in your life when there's not enough olive oil or spandex, amen, to hold it in or cover it up. Amen. It's just expanding. I'm just trying to tell you, amen, that we get older, amen, that our bodies, time takes a toll on me. Amen. For 55 years, I could just about do anything I wanted to do. Amen. Could eat anything I wanted to eat. The week of my birthday, I went for a physical. Lord, I don't suggest those things. Amen. He done a heart cath, or done an EKG on me, said I've got an abnormal. I've got to go have more tests on that. I said I'm a diabetic now, so I've got to start dealing with that. And then I broke a crown on my teeth, had to go to the dentist that week, have a tooth pulled. I'm just falling apart. Amen. I'm just saying, it reminds us that our time is taking a toll on our bodies. Amen. And then it's also a testimony. Amen. Though we've been through a lot, we've got a lot of scars. Amen. But I tell you, another birthday reminds us I'm still here. Amen. The devil's done everything he can to do away with us. Amen. We've been through battles. We've been through diseases. Amen. But I'm having a birthday. Amen. I'm going to blow out the candles before the fire alarm goes off. But I'm still here, still going. My steps are slow, can't do what I used to do. I can't do what I want to do, but I'm still here by the grace of God. Amen. So let me say, there are three things I want you to understand what birthdays are for. Number one, birthdays are a time to rejoice. Amen. Brother, it's a time to celebrate. I made it another year. There's times I look back, didn't know if I was going to make it. At times I wondered if I could go a little further. But here it is. Amen. I thank God to rejoice with the breath of life. Every breath is precious. Amen. I'm just trying to say, amen, more to thank God for the life. I know I want to go to heaven. Amen. I can't wait to get there all and see the sights and all and be with the Lord. But you know how God put me here, and I want to enjoy every day. Amen. Even though it might bring sorrow, even though it might bring suffering, I still want to enjoy the life that God gives. I hear upon the face of this earth, amen, it's going to end soon enough. Amen. We're going to come down to the last year, the last month, the last week, the last day, the last hour, the last moment. Amen. But until then, I want to enjoy the day the Lord has made. Amen. And rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I think about the rejoicing, the blessings through life. God's been good to us all.
Yes.
Amen. We've got more than we deserve, and more than we've ever earned, and more than others have or ever will have. Amen. It's a time to enjoy it. Amen. And the Bible said to give strong drink unto them that are about to die. Amen. But I don't have to have strong drink to rejoice. Amen. In this life. Amen. I'm glad that there's blessing. We think about our family and how good that God's been to give us a family. To enjoy. Amen. Stick around. Stay around. Amen. And enjoy the good things that God has done. But not only our birthday's a time to rejoice, it's also a time to reflect. Amen. To look back and to look over and I know you can't change anything in the past. Amen. No sense in dwelling on things in the past. Don't let it haunt you. Amen. But Lord, not to ever forget. Amen. I think about our pardon we sang about a while ago. Amen. I'm glad God forgave me. Where in the world would I be right now had the Lord not saved me? I wouldn't want to dwell or think upon those thoughts. Amen. Being lost in this world, having no hope. Amen. Of anything around us. The only regret that I have, amen, is that I didn't get saved sooner. Amen. Brother, I'm just saying, His mercies are new every morning. His grace is sufficient. His love is unchanging. His promises are unfailing. Amen. We ought to take in consideration that no matter what happens, that I'm His and He's mine. And that's never going to change or be altered. It's a time to reflect upon the goodness of God.
Amen.
The same God that takes care of us. I will not ever complain. Amen. And brother, there's always, always somebody that's far worse off than we are. That don't diminish our sufferings or our needs. I'm just telling you, you're not the only one. Amen. God's been good to us. Amen. And so we ought to reflect upon the good blessings. Amen. Not dread our birthdays. Not complain about all the things we haven't done or don't have. Amen. But to look around and say, God, you've been good. Unto me.
Amen.
And then lastly, birthdays are a time to reassess. Amen. Some things in our life. A good time to reevaluate. Good time to reprioritize. A good time to realize what's important in our life and things that aren't so important. Amen. Right. Now, you know, when we as kids, and probably some of you may be still on the track, amen, the number one thing about birthdays was presents. Amen. What I'm going to get. Amen. But you know, as we get older, we begin to realize we've got so much stuff now, we don't need anything else. Amen. Just having family and friends around us, amen, we realize that the things we thought were so important in our life really don't matter anymore. Amen. I've just got junk piled up that my son and daughter-in-law and my granddaughter's going to have to go through and yard sale it or Amazon it or something. I don't know. Amen. I'm just piling up more for them. Amen. But it has less and less value every year, every birthday. It doesn't mean as much. Amen. We begin to get focused and reassess on the things that matter.
Amen.
The opportunities are getting fewer. We can't afford to keep putting things off.
Right.
Things that God may have laid on our heart or things that we intended to do.
Amen.
Every time a birthday comes around, it ought to remind us that time is slipping away.
Yes.
Opportunities are passing us by. We don't want to wait till someone dies before we decide to testify to them.
Hey. Yeah.
One of the famous words spoken is, I'll get around to it.
Yeah.
I will one day. Well, happy birthday. You better get busy.
Right. Amen.
Better get busy. Because we never know when it's going to be our last one.
Right.
Never know.